This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good to meet everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abam. We're up to Simen Ayin Vav Sif Ches. Simen Ayin Vav Sif Ches. Kara b'makam sharoi l'stapik b'tsaya u'matsa acharkach. Let's say you said the Kriya Shema in a place that you should have had a reasonable possibility that there was soya there. You said the Shema in a makam where there's often soya, and you didn't check. But after you said the Shema, you found there indeed was soya. Tzarech lachzor v'likra, so you have to say the Shema again. If there was no reason to suspect there was soya there, and tzarech lachzor v'likra, so you do not have to repeat the Shema. Which is very interesting, which means the din is not dependent on the reality of there being soya there. Rather, the din is dependent on whether you did your due diligence. That when you did not do your due diligence, now, in a case where you should have been mesupik, there was soya, and you didn't do your due diligence, and there was not soya, you do not have to repeat the Shema. So it's not, the din is not only dependent on you doing your due diligence. It's a combination of, A, you have to do your due diligence, and if you didn't, and there was soya, you would have to repeat the Shema. When it comes to urine, even if you find it in a place that you should have been masupik, you do not have to go and repeat the Shema. Says the Mishnah Berura, Sivkatan Chavches b'makam sharoi, dehainu b'makam shematzoi sham ketanim. Let's say in a place where there are a lot of kids around. Now, we need some Israeli help over here. The Dirshu says, Uktanim halavushim bechitol. Kids wearing chitol.
Diaper.
Hamper, right?
Diaper, yeah.
Okay, so if a kid is wearing a diaper and you don't smell it, Reb Chaim Knievsky says it could be it's considered covered. The thing is, the Hamavin Yavin, that you'd be wearing two diapers. You're going to smell it. That's, fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'makam Sharoi, okay, Chavtes, U'matza Acherkach. Now it's talking about where you found it, B'toich Dalet Amos, within Dalet Amos. The Nimtzeis Chutzal Dalet Amos, if you found it out of the Dalet Amos, B'soich Shir K'mloi Einov, within the Shir of the amount that you're able to see, Ayin Lekamon, Simen Pe'alef, Sifbeis, of Mishnah Berurah Shal. So in other words, what would the halacha be if you found it out of the Dalet Amos? There the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's a machloikes if you didn't have to check. B'di'eved ein lahachmer. The conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is b'di'eved ein lahachmer. Tzarech lachzor, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Why do you have to go back? De zevach rishaim toyeva. The offering of the wicked is an abomination. The havale livdoi kamakam, you should have checked. Which is interesting. That means if someone should have checked and they didn't check, they're called a rasha. Not good to be a rasha. It's not good for your dental work to be a rasha. You know? Rav Moshe explains that if you find soya after you daven in a place that you didn't need to be mesupik, it's not a chet. So the chet is not, this is what we were medayik, it's not because you daven there, it's because the chet, listen to this, is not because you daven in a place that there's soya, it's rather you put yourself in a situation where the Yetzirah will be makatring on the tefillah, and since the tefillah will not be accepted because it's a zevach of a rasha, memela, it's like you didn't daven. So the sin is you caused your tefillah not to be accepted, and therefore it's not a tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah continues, the Pasha, du adinam la'acha tefillah matzushub shahayu begadav aminolav mentunavav. The same thing would be if after davening you found your clothing or your shoes were dirty, And you know that they became dirty because before the davening, you were in a dirty spot. Kagoyin, base hakise, you're in a bathroom, mukhaigavna, b'makam ha'shvata, so we're in a garbage area. V'loy shamar asatzah liyos nakim b'tzeis misham. You did not guard yourself to be clean when you left. The tzarach lachzar, you have to go back. The pasha, you were negligent. You would have to repeat the shema. V'im yashav b'layil makmashay loy sham tzayas chasol. Let's say you were at night in a place that there was the tzoya of a cat. Ukiyotze. V'nidvak b'gviktoi. V'hispalu v'es ha'kneses. You davened in the shul. B'shuva l'beis. When you got home, matzah, you found sha'atin of davik ba'beged. That the filth clung to your clothing. Ein tzach lachsel gosos balel. You don't have to daven again. Why? D'dami l'ein ha'makam roi l'estapik. It's like you were in a place where you did not have a reasonable expectation to check yourself. You had no reason to believe that there was a cat there, and therefore there was no obligation to check to make sure your clothing was clean. Now, when we say if you found tzoya in a makom where you should have expected there to be tzoya, you have to go back and say the Shema. Do you have to go back and say the brachos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'likrois im habrachos, with the brachos. So this is very interesting, because someone who said Birchas Kriya Shema, and he found Tzoya opposite him, the Be'er Halacha said earlier, you don't have to go back and say the Birchas Kriya Shema. In other words, let's say all you did was say Birchas Kriya Shema, and there was Tzoya opposite you, and you should have checked. You do not have to go back and say Birchas Kriya Shema. But here, because you have to go back and say the Shema, thereby the Shema goes along with the Berchas Krishma. Okay. V'gam hu adin l'inyan tefillah. V'im birech berchas hamazon shah brachos. If you benched, or other brachos, ayin l'kamon, soif simen kufpehe, v'mashe kasavna mishnah brosham, maskanas ha'achroinim b'inyan zeh, what would the halacha be regarding berchas hamazon? Im kishe hishlam tefillah say, u'matzat soya, avar zman tefillah, what if by the time you finish davening, and you found that soya, the zman tefillah is over? Do you have to make up that tefillah? No, we don't give you the opportunity to make up. We only have to make up your tefillah if you are an oines, not if you're a poishaya, not if you're zevach rasham toyeva. There's no way to make up the tefillah. So what do? Mu'uvas sheinu yachal l'snayim. No way to fix it.
What if you did shnayim mikra, then you discovered that was tzoya? But he mentioned brachos. The brachos b'dievet is not good. So what about limud Torah? In a way, it's a chiyuv.
So we have to see simen kuf pehe. That's what he said. In berech brachas hamazon ushar brachos, ayin lekaman soiv simen kuf pehe. What does he say there? I only have the chilek aleph in front of me. The end of simen kuf pehe. By the way, what's interesting is this din that you have to go back and say Shema, is it a din de Oraisa or is it a din de Rabbana? This is very interesting. What would you say? The din that if you should have checked and you didn't check and it turns out that there was Soya, is it a din de Oraisa or is it a din de Rabbana? The Be'er Halacha says that the Prima Gadim and the Nishmas Adam, they're Masupik if it's mid Oraisa or mid Rabbana. And in the end, they are inclined to say that it's only mid Rabbana. Midai Raisa, the Dievid Yoyotza. Now, what if you're in a jail and there's a tsaya there? They have a pit of tsaya in the dungeon. What should you do? Should you not daven at all or should you daven? Because those are the two possibilities. Either you daven or you don't daven. The halacha is you cannot daven. But you're going to be there for a long time. Better not to daven. Actually, those tefillos that you're not davening might be the most powerful tefillos of your whole life because you wish you could daven, but you can't daven. So all the other tefillos you offered, it was 99% without any kavana. Finally, once in your life, you'll be zeichet to have a complete tefillah. Okay. You know the famous story with Reb Zusha. Reb Zusha and his brother, they were in some kind of jail, and there was a avit shomei raglayim, a avit of tsoya, and they weren't able to daven, and they were ba'atzvas, and then they realized this is the ratzon of Hashem, and chishev la'asos mitzvah, so they started to dance. So the warden asked, "Why are you dancing?" They said, "Because there's a tsoya here." So the warden came and said, "No, he took out the tsoya. You're not gonna dance on my cheshbon, you know." So, okay. Ein tzarich lachzar. If you had no reason to suspect, then you don't have to go back to honest havet. Do I have a little mev? But you're honest. What were you supposed to do? You had no reason to suspect. Ein tzarich lachzar velikrois by mei raglayim even b'makom sheroy l'stapik. Da'afu lechatchila hayamut likrois kol kama shelo yada. Even lechatchila, you are allowed to read so long as you didn't know b'chanal b'siv zayin. Right, because we saw in Siv Zayin, Safek Mei Raglayim Afilu Ba'ashba Mutter. Safek Mei Raglayim. In other words, you're a Mesupik if there's urine there, even though probably there is, you're allowed to. Why? Because there is no Isser, Dairaisa, to read opposite sitting Mei Raglayim, only Keneged Amad Shel Kiluach. Okay. Let's say somebody knew there was urine there. The avar v'kara, and they violated and they read. Then they would have to go back. Why? The avar al vaday derabanan. They're over on a vaday derabanan. By the way, the dirshu brings that later on. The bir alacha brings a machlokes about this. V'ayin ken kaz bir mugan v'ayin chayim kal gimel din lam gimel v'ayin lekaman b'simin coffee v'beir halacha. Okay, this will be our first session.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.